Welcome to the Level Up with KDB podcast, where performance meets spirituality and you get all the tools you need to unlock your next level of badassery in life and business. I'm KDB, airline pilot, human design coach, side hustle extraordinaire and crazy cat lady, and I know what it's like to have a vision for your life that is so big that it feels bananas. I know what it's like to be busy and still want to live an abundant and fulfilling life. And I know that you have everything you need to achieve all of that without burning out. I know you're going to bring your dreams to reality. How do I know? Because if I can do it, so can you. Each week, I and a series of guests will share human design insights, manifestation secrets, energetics and mindset tools that you can use to start stepping into your power as the conscious creator of your most aligned life. Buckle in, baby, because it's going to be a sweet, sweet ride. Hey, beautiful. Welcome back to the Level Up with KDB podcast. I am so glad you're here. I am pumped because I'm not going to lie, today's episode is juicy AF. This topic is close to my heart because it acknowledges that you and me, we are not high-vibing our way through life all day, every day. We are not immune to anger, sadness, straight-up pissiness. But that doesn't mean that we can't still be magnetic. That doesn't mean that we can't still manifest. It doesn't mean we can't still consciously create awesomeness in our lives. Today, I'm going to give you the number one tool you need when life is giving you lemons, when you're feeling like shit, when you can't seem to shake it off, and you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. This is what you need when you really want to just step into flow again, get your funk back, and level up your magnetism. And the best thing, the absolute best thing about this is that it does not require you to go on any great healing journey. It removes that element of like, oh, there must be something wrong with me. I need to fix myself. Which, look, there is a time and a place for all the good healing and the deep diving into our unconscious and all that beautiful energetics and mindset work. But this is energetics work on an effortless level. So picture this. In human design, magnetism is what you achieve when your outer actions are in alignment with your personal energy signature. When you're honoring your energy, doing things that give you energy rather than suck energy from you, and leaning into your natural energetic gifts, the vibe that you put out will either draw cool stuff in, or it's going to help keep the not so great stuff at bay as well, right? So by living in alignment with your unique energetic blueprint, you are really, it's not either or, it's simultaneously inviting things in that are meant for you and also, you know, rejecting the things that aren't in alignment, right? So this affects the quality of your aura, and the quality of your aura shapes what comes your way. And that's why I talk about aura hygiene so much in the realm of human design, whether it's opportunities, relationships, or experiences, keeping your aura open and ready to receive, clear and aligned with your baseline energetic vibrational frequency. That's what's going to bring all that goodness into your life. But if you've been in my world for a while, you know that I wholeheartedly reject the notion that we have to be high vibing our way through life all day, every day. It's just a load of crap, right? Real magnetism is not as fickle as that. And this whole magnetism thing, it's not just some woo-woo concept. It's actually a super important part of your personal evolution, your growth, your professional development. The more magnetic you are, the easier it is to attract the things you want from opportunities and tangible things as well, right? So whether it be in the sort of untangible, can't put my finger on it type of opportunities and synchronicities to actual tangible things like money, work, car, house, boyfriend, partner, whatever it might be. So this is why it's important, right? It affects all of our life. And the best news is that this simple tool, you're going to be able to use almost anytime, anywhere, and it's going to bring you back into emotional equilibrium. It's going to help you get back in touch with the quantum field and support you to increase your magnetism without having to force yourself to be high vibe, without having to put a smile on your dial. So in business, being magnetic can mean the difference between selling the deal or getting ghosted, right? And you know, I love to talk about business. It is the main way that I support my community, is helping them understand their energetic blueprint for business badassery. This is probably quite obvious, but something you may not have considered is the effect that magnetism really has on the way we see ourselves, the way we perceive ourselves. When we're really in that magnetic frequency, we feel more confident, we feel more capable, and we are more ready to tackle whatever comes our way. So this is why the whole concept of magnetism is important. And this is why this tool is so powerful, because it's not that just that it affects you in business. It affects your perception of yourself, your sense of self-love, sense of self-worth. When we are in flow with life, we naturally start getting that pep in that step, a pep in your step that helps you feel more in control of your life. And control is really a myth anyway, right? Like, it's not real. We're never fully 100% in control of our lives. But when we are in flow, we feel confident that we can trust ourselves to make the right decisions for ourselves at the right time. And this tool is here to bring you back into that space in times when you are really not vibing that way. So I'm not going to dive too much into the science of how using your human design actually helps you create magnetism through energetic alignment, because I have covered that before back in episode 6. So if you're interested in that, definitely head to my website. Actually, I'll link it in the show notes here so you can just click that and go and listen to episode 6. But a really cool and short explanation of how your human design actually supports you to become more magnetic comes from Karen Curry Parker. And she says that your thoughts calibrate your emotions, which calibrate your heart. That's a really simple statement, but from a human design perspective, your heart includes your G center and your will center. And your G center houses your magnetic monopole. Your magnetic monopole is where you attract from, right? So your G center in your chart is where you are actually calibrating that baseline energetic vibrational frequency. So the quality of your energetic vibrational frequency from your G center is what defines the quality of what you attract into the world. And again, if you want to understand more about that in particular, about the, I guess, the mechanics of magnetism, go back and listen to episode 6. You'll be able to understand more about how we actually attract and how human design supports us in terms of heart resonance and all that sort of good stuff. But what Karen's statement really shows us is that if we truly want to be magnetic, we need to be aware of our emotional state. Our emotional state is affected by our thoughts. This is very powerful, but it's also why I think there's a lot of oversimplified versions of manifestation out there. You know, I talk about pop culture manifestation. I think this concept has been oversimplified because it's like, yeah, your thoughts affect your emotions calibrate your heart, so think happy thoughts and you'll have a high energetic vibrational frequency. Well, yes, true, but it's not as simple as that, right? It's not as simple as think happy thoughts, become magnetic. If that was true, like, I could sit here now and think about my beautiful cat purring and then manifest whatever I've got on my manifest list right now. It's not that simple. And that is great advice, right? Like, we all want to be joyful, happy, touch into that. On a practical level, we know that it's not that simple because you're a human you've got hormonal fluctuations that affect your mood and your thoughts. You're affected by the moon. You're affected by the other planetary transits. You've probably got relationships, right? Whether it be children, partners, work relationships, friends, you're human, so you've got relationships. Relationships are messy. That's part of being human. We've got jobs. You've got bills to pay. And you've probably got dickheads pulling out in front of you on the road, making you want to flip them the bird and rage. The truth is that life is not really conducive to high vibe thoughts all day, every day. And that is why this is my number one favorite hack for potent and long lasting magnetism, because it allows for all of that. You don't have to try and control your thoughts. No matter how shitty you're feeling, no matter what fuckery has unfolded in your day, this will work. And when you include this as part of your manifestation and or a hygiene practice, you'll naturally find yourself raising your baseline energetic vibrational frequency and becoming more magnetic. It's going to have the long-term effect of creating that really beautiful flow between thoughts, emotion, and heart, right? Your thoughts will be lifted, elevated. Your emotions will be elevated. Your baseline energetic vibrational frequency will be elevated. And none of that has been through force. So if it's not as simple as think happy thoughts, then how the feck do we do this? I really would love to take this opportunity to give a little nod to the beautiful humans who attended the March New Moon Intention Setting and Future Visioning Workshop. If you're listening, you know who you are, so thank you. You are amazing. But it is because of the open-hearted conversations with these incredible women that I was reminded of just how powerful this hack has been in my life, and I see it in, you know, my clients' lives as well. And I think that really is part of the secret sometimes, is that we all take for granted the beautiful habits that we've built on our spiritual, personal, and professional development journey that are actually keeping us aligned. They're contributing to our badassery. They're helping us maintain that magnetic juiciness because they've become second nature. And I think this for me has become so second nature. But it was through the conversations we had at the New Moon workshop that this really, I was really reminded of how powerful and potent this is. So picture this. Next time you're feeling like you're in a funk, you've been in a funk for a little bit too long, maybe you've noticed a lot of resistance in life and business, maybe you've been beating yourself up for not achieving enough. I know, like a lot of you that listen to this are high achieving, really hard on yourself type of humans, just naturally, because you want to do the best you can in creating your most beautiful life. And so I know that being in a funk, being disappointed with yourself, feeling like you are not achieving enough. Maybe your house doesn't feel clean enough. Maybe you feel like you're failing as a mother, maybe whatever it is that is leaving you feeling flat, frustrated, bitter, angry, or disappointed. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to talk sweetly to yourself and you're going to say, bitch, we're going on an adventure. Okay, no, but really, this hack is all about stepping out of your comfort zone and going on an adventure. It's about reconnecting into the world of endless possibilities. But hear me out, because this isn't necessarily some big monumental pledge to break down barriers, to bust through your comfort zone. It's actually about breaking free from the routine monotonous of your life. It's about embracing spontaneity and immersing yourself in fresh experiences that reignite your spark, that speak to your soul. It can be as simple as going on a leisurely stroll in nature. It can be a spontaneous road trip to uncharted territories or a weekend away to a hidden gem that you love. Every single time you break free from your normal routine, those adventures become a catalyst for unlocking your magnetic potential. By daring to explore new environments, you're not just changing your scenery, You're tapping into the boundless energy of discovery and expansion. It is a pattern interrupt. And we need pattern interrupts when we're in a funk, right? It is one of the only things that is going to take you from, funky town, not the fun funky town, to like stepping back into with pep in your step, bringing your vibe back. Every step outside your usual routine, outside your usual haunt or your usual places that you go to, infuses your spirit with a renewed sense of vitality and curiosity. It really also opens you up for new serendipitous encounters, inspired ideas, and unexpected opportunities. When you actually shake shit up and go beyond your familiar day-to-day routines, you step into a heightened state of awareness of the infinite possibilities that you're swimming in. You are always swimming in an infinite ocean of quantum possibilities, right? Always, right now, as you're listening to me, there is nothing that you can't create. But the key for most of us is actually tapping into those new potentials. And the best tool to do that is to shake shit up and change your environment. Get out of your comfort zone. And I know that when I talk about comfort zone, it kind of feels like, oh, you mean like go to a networking event, even though I hate networking? No, that's not what I mean. This is about actually the comfort zone that I'm talking about is your day-to-day life. It's your day-to-day routines. It's the autopilot shit that you do every day. It's the getting out of bed and mindlessly walking to the coffee machine. It's the driving the same way to work. It's the binge watching the same shows on TV. It's sitting with your husband or partner in the same space, eating dinner in the same way. This is all your comfort zone. And all this tool requires of you is to make a change in any of that. So, and this really came up when we were talking at the New Moon workshop. One of the beautiful humans shared that she'd gone for a weekend away to a place that she knows, she loves. It's close to the ocean and beautiful space in nature. And even though it was a short trip, she felt like she'd touched into hope and new possibilities again. And, you know, I'm sure you can relate to this. I've certainly experienced the positive impact of harnessing this hack in my life countless times. You know, I actually, this is part, kind of a way of life for me. I've spoken about it before in the podcast, but I often, when I'm in a funk, the first thing I do is like, all right, I need to do something different. That is the first thing that I think is, oh, like, this isn't working. I need to do something different. And I actually genuinely believe this is one of the core reasons why I'm so good at manifesting, but also it's one of the core reasons why I'm so happy and fulfilled in my life. Now, I'm not fucking like Little Miss Sunshine over here with the perfect life, but this hack actually allows you to be in your humanness and still remain magnetic and still remain high vibe. It's the simplest but most fucking impactful thing ever. I just, you know, Clay and I have just got back from a huge holiday. We went to Bali, we went to New Zealand, we went to Rarotonga. We were in amongst new cultures, different natural environments with new scenery and wildlife, new languages, new climates. It's my life, my world, my perception of reality expands every time I go on holiday. It inspires wonder and it reminds me of the infinite beauty, magic, and possibility in the world. And you can't, I really don't think you can get that if you keep doing the same things in the same places all day, every day, right? I always, this is the weirdest thing, but whenever I go on holiday, I take time out from my coaching practice. And it's weird because I am so deeply ingrained in the world of personal development and business and, you know, manifestation that I sometimes forget that some people just don't give a fuck about that shit. You know, while I'm agonizing over the right words to use in a social media post or an email or something, you know, the rest of the world is ticking by with zero fucks to give about personal development and manifestation. And whenever I go on holiday and I'm in amongst new communities, new cultures, I have this really beautiful perspective, which is like, oh my God, my shit doesn't matter, you know, like even though I know that I'm having a positive impact on the world, like all the little nitty gritty things that I stress out about, whether like my post looks pretty or the copy is correct or my offer is, you know, priced right, whatever it might be, like none of it fucking matters. And I love that. I bloody love that, because that is the jarring change in perspective that helps you look at life differently. It helps you look at life through a different lens. It helps you touch into different possibilities. I just think it's so beautiful. So yeah, you know, even things like, okay, so obviously we can't all just go on epic overseas adventures at the drop of a hat. Granted, totally see that, feel that, and I can't either. But you know, it doesn't have to be that complicated. You guys probably know by now that I love to go for a walk by the river every day, but sometimes instead of walking, I'll take my skateboard. Sometimes I'll go on a different route as well, and sometimes I'll ride my bike. These really basic ways, like honestly, just changing up my mode of transport, changes the way I experience my reality. It changes the way the wind touches my skin. It changes the way I hear noises, feel vibrations. I see things differently. When I'm walking, life is passing me by slower. When I'm on my skateboard, it's going faster. I feel the vibrations through my feet. When I'm on my bike, I'm higher. And I know this all sounds like nothing, but this is so often enough to open my mind. It's so often enough to lift my spirit and give my mind space to wander, shaking it from those patterns that I might have been caught in that have caused me to feel frustrated or just get into a funk, you know? So honestly, this is genuinely life-changing shit, and there is actually a lot of science to support it as well. But one particularly interesting thing that I've learned recently from Ali Abdul's book, which is called Feel Good Productivity, is that when we shake up, like when we shake shit up in life by changing our environment, even just the smallest bit, it causes a pattern interrupt, like I spoke about earlier. But here's what I learned. That pattern interrupt actually creates space for our mind to wander, right? We've interrupted the unhelpful thought loops, and in doing so, we've created space. And here's a really interesting part. There is a part of our brain that is called the default mode network. This is what is in charge of the weird and wonderful places our mind goes when we're daydreaming. It's what helps us imagine new possibilities and imagine the future, right? It's that, you know, that Ace of Wands energy, like new creative fire. And this is the realm that we can only tap into when our mind wanders. It's also the reason we come up with new creative solutions to problems that we might have been banging our head against the wall for a long time. I'm sure you've experienced those times where you're like sitting on the toilet, you're just like in la la land a little bit. Maybe you've had a busy day at work, plonk your butt on the toilet, and as soon as you relax, like the answer to a solution comes to you. You know, maybe it's when you're in the shower and you just finally relax after a long day, and like all of a sudden you get this strike of inspiration. And this is the power of letting that part of your brain, the default mode network, this is the power in letting that take hold. And the place that happens is in the space. It's in the mind wandering. So by changing your environment, whether it be traveling somewhere exotic, going to a different beach, anything that is interrupting your normal patterns of behavior, you create space in your mind. And when you create space, you actually allow room for your default mode network to work its magic. You can actually get the default mode network to work without having to change up your environment necessarily as well, right? Like you can schedule time to wander. But, you know, I found myself the other day, I was sitting at my desk and I've got lots of palm trees out the front of my office, and I was just looking at the top of the palm trees, you know, watching them. My mind wandered, it relaxed, you know, and that's a simple way that you can also get your the magic of the default mode work network to work its magic. But the whole idea of actually changing your environment, it not only gives you that space for the default mode network to work, but it also really like helps you tap into that new space of infinite potential. So let's circle back to the beginning of the episode when I was talking about magnetism. And, you know, I mentioned Karen Curry Parker's perfectly succinct way of explaining how we are magnetic through calibrating our emotions, and our emotions calibrate our hearts. So changing your environment creates space to change your thoughts, right? Through our default mode network, we create space, and through that, we touch into infinite possibilities. And do you know what? Even if it's not that, being in nature, we know that lifts our mood. So immediately when you change up your normal routines, you're changing your thoughts. And the best thing about this hack is that you don't have to control the process of changing your thoughts. Simply by mixing shit up, you create that space. That space creates room for your default mode network to work its magic. And when we touch into that newness, it inspires emotions. It encourages hope and creativity. And it naturally touches into higher vibe emotions. And the best thing, not through force, but through genuinely touching into the truth that life is magnificent, that there is beauty around us, that you are and always will be worthy and capable of creating whatever the fuck you want in this lifetime. Those higher emotions, those more fulfilling emotions, they calibrate your heart, and they calibrate your heart to be in a space of magnetism. This is the source of your magnetism. Listen to episode 6 if you want to understand more about that. Okay, so that's it, right? Elevating your aura through simple and nourishing practices of changing up your environment, shaking shit up in your life. Okay, so I know that this might feel a little bit like, oh, well, I've got to go to a different beach, I've got to get in the car, I've got to do this, that, and the other. And I actually wanted to give you a resource that would help you tap into this energy of changing your environment up, shaking shit up with ease, right? So I created a download for you. There's 12 ways that you can shake shit up to increase your magnetism. And they're easy. They're accessible. You know, travel is on there, but there's also ones that are really easy to fit into every day of your life so that you can experience this beauty, this magic every damn day with no fuss. I'm going to drop the link for that in the show notes. So make sure you grab that and make sure you share this episode with anyone that you know that really struggles when they're feeling bluesy, when they're really struggling to hold the negative emotions in life. Maybe they feel stuck. Maybe they're in a funk. Share this episode with them. Share that download with them. You know, it's just, I think, one of the most powerful, potent aspects of lifting your vibration in a long-term sustainable way. And you don't have to fix yourself, right? You just have to move into a different location. You just have to do something different. That's it. All right, my beauty, that is it from me today. And, you know, I am just always, always so chuffed that you take the time to hang out here. I totally appreciate you. And I really just hope that this episode has sprinkled a little bit of magic into your day. I'm going to link the episode 6 that I mentioned earlier in the show notes, as well as a link to my monthly new moon workshops in case you want to get in amongst that action. And hey, if you've got a friend who you think could use a little bit of a pick-me-up, remember, you can share this episode with them. That'd be amazing. I think that's about it. So until next week, take care, keep milking the shit out of life, and I'll catch you in the next episode.